朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你永远是我们喜乐的原因。
Because you are the reason of our joy.
当我们一看见你的时候，我们的心就欢喜。
And when we look at you, our hearts rejoice indeed.
当我们一瞻仰你的容颜，我们就立刻得到了自由。
When we behold your countenance, immediately we are set free.
因为你是那位天天背负我们重担的主。
Because you are the Lord who bears our burden away.
早上万民都要归你。
And this morning, all people will be given unto you.
是的，我们要登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。
Yes, we will climb the mountain of the Lord and to scale the temple of Jacob.
我们要欢喜快乐地来朝见你。
And we want to come before you with joy.
我们要带着虔诚敬畏的心来敬拜你。
And with a heart of reverence and fear, we want to worship you.
我们一起坐在你的脚前，等候你来对我们说话。
And we want to come sit at your feet to wait for you to speak to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
今天是我们这一个系列最后的一讲。
And today is the ending session of this series.
我们讲了第十二个题目，讲到归回、重建与复兴。
And this is the 12 times that we talked about return, rebuild, and revive.
我们跟过去一样，我们结束在第三批归回的领袖上。
And just like in the past, then we want to end at the third group of leaders who is returning.
把他给神家所带来的最后的复兴。
And the great revival that they have brought to the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常需要在这里用圣经的榜样摆在我们的面前。
And so often we must set the examples from the Bible before us.
因为神在我们中间赐福给我们，和他在我们中间工作的程度，绝对受到器皿的影响。
And because the blessings of the Lord and then the measures of the vessels is in proportion.
所有被神重用的器皿，他们没有天生丽质的这件事情。
And the people who are heavily used by the Lord are not necessarily comes with great talents.
他们都跟我们一样，生在最终，长在最终的人。
But they are just people like us who is born in sin and grow up in sin.
而是有一天神遇见了他，神改变了他。
But then one day the Lord had come to meet them and the Lord transformed them.
而是有一天神的旨意抓住了他们，他们把自己奉献出来。
And we know the purpose of the Lord had laid hold of them, then they yield themselves completely to Him.
弟兄姊妹，神祝福一个教会或者祝福一个世代，决定跟那个世代的器皿发生关系。
And brothers and sisters, we know that if the Lord is to bless the people and bless the generation, then everyone must be involved.
从大的来说，整个世代蒙的祝福的程度跟器皿的 quality 发生的关系。
And if we look at it in a big scale, we know that the blessings of the Lord is according to the measures of the vessel.
从小的范围来说，
but to a smaller scale,
一个家庭或一个个人他蒙恩的程度决定跟这个器皿发生关系。
And a person or a family, the measure of its blessings is according to their capacity.
我最近拿起一本书来看啊。
And recently, I picked up a book to read.
虽然从前看过，这次再看的时候，里面受到好多的提醒。
And though I have seen it before, but then once again, and I'm reminded of its content.
那个 Brother R.A. Torrey, 道雷弟兄，他在这里讲到穆迪被神重用的七个原因。
And Brother Torrey talked about how Brother Moody was heavily used by the Lord, and he stated seven reasons.
神为什么会用这样子的一个器皿？
And how come God could use such a vessel?
他年轻的时候真的是泛泛之辈。
And because when he was young and he was so proud of himself.
他对主也没有什么渴慕。
And he did not have a desire for the Lord.
他在一个鞋店里面做售鞋员 ，a salesman， 也没什么出息。
And he was actually quite normal, and then he was just a shoe salesman.
但是弟兄姊妹，当神得着他的时候，大西洋两岸多少的人因着他而得到了祝福。在他的周围，神兴起了这么多的同工，跟他们一起祝福的那个世代。Kimball Morgan、莫安德烈都是他的同工。
and Campbell Morgan and Andrew Murray, they were all his poor.
弟兄姊妹，因此我们当时今天要来讲利希米的时候。
So therefore, today when we want to talk about Nehemiah,
我希望没有一个弟兄姊妹觉得这篇信息跟我自己没有关系。
And I feel that none of us will feel indifference about this message.
弟兄姊妹，跟我们发生了太大的关系。
Oh, brothers and sisters, let us be reminded that it is closely related to us.
今天时间非常的短暂。
And today the time is again limited.
我不仅仅要讲利希米，我还要讲他最后带下来的复兴。
Not only I want to talk about Nehemiah, I also want to talk about the revival that he ushered in.
所以我们只能够少数的读几节他的圣关于他的记载。
And therefore we only can selectively read.A few verses.
弟兄姊妹回家一定要好好读啊。
But I ask you to read through the Nehemiah.
我们请翻到利希米记第一章。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
为了时间的关系我来读。
And I'll read for you.
第一章从第二节到第四节。
Verses 2 to
4. 那时对不起。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人。和耶路撒冷的光景他们对我说那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁城门被火焚烧我听见这话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日在天上的神面前禁食祈祷十一节
Verse 11
主啊求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷使你仆人现今亨通在王面前蒙恩我是做王久正的有一个翻译讲到说在王面前蒙恩听见是翻译作让我在这个人的面前蒙恩
And another translation for the verse that I'm blessed before the king and that's talked about I am blessed before this person
我们请看第二章第四节
And chapter 2 verse 4
王问我说你要求什么于是我默祷天上的神我对王说仆人若在王眼前蒙恩王若喜欢求王差遣我往犹大到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去我好重新建造那时王后坐在王的旁边王问我说你要去多少日子几时回来我就定了日期于是王喜欢差遣我去我又对王说王若喜欢求王赐我诏书通知大河西的省长准我经过直到犹大又赐诏书通知广里王园林的亚萨使他给我木料做属殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙与我自己房屋使用王就允准我因我的神施恩的手帮助我十二节
Verse 12,
上次我们读过了啊我夜间起来有几个人也一同起来然后底下说到他在夜间跟他的同工查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
And he recorded for us how he went with his co-workers to examine the conditions of the destructions of the walls.
他对神家的情形有第一手的了解。
And so that he may have a first-hand knowledge of the condition of God's house.
十七节到十八节。
Verses 17 through 18.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭遇的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷。的城墙免得再受凌辱我告诉他们神施恩的手怎样帮助我并王对我所说的话他们就说我们起来建造吧于是他们奋勇做这善功我们请翻到第四章
And chapter four.
我们上次也读过十六节开始
Begin with verse 16,
一直到二十三节
to 23,
说到他们一手做工一手带着兵器警醒的在这里从事建造
and talk about how the people of Israel were alert, working, with one hand working and one hand holding their weapons, carefully, building up the walls.
另外在二十一节也告诉我们他们做工是从天亮直到星宿出现
and verse 21 talks about how they worked through from daybreak until the stars appear.
说到他们那样子的殷勤全力以赴
and how diligently they have worked together with all their might.
第六章
chapter 6,
第一节
Verse 1,
参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我们已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处，说到他们这个的重建是这样子的完整，这样子的没有破隙。
And talks about that there is no longer any bricks that can be found in the wall and how perfect the work that they have done.
15节、16节。
Verses 15 and 16.
以路月25日城墙修完了，共修了52天，我们一切仇敌视为的外邦人听见了并惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工完成是出于我们的神。好，我们请翻到最后第13章。
And then we'll turn to the last chapter, 13.
13章我们等一下会引用它里面发生的一些事，但是我们没有时间去读。
And we may talk about the things that happened there, but we don't have time to read it all.
我们只读最后结束的30节、31节。
We only read the last ending verses, 30 and 31.
这样我洁净他们，使他们离绝一切外邦人，派定祭司和利未人的班次，使他们各尽其职。我又派百姓按定期献财和出手的土产。我的神啊，求你纪念我，施恩于我。好，我们今天很总结的把尼希米身上他几个特点被神使用的原因交通在弟兄姊妹的面前。
And we want to sum up for you how Nehemiah was selected and used by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，人被神用，虽然有神主宰的权柄和恩典。
And we know for any man to be used by the Lord, the sovereign Lord has the will over him.
但是也决定跟这个器皿，他本身是否愿意把自己献上，他在主的面前向神的态度发生关系。
But then another factor about the effectiveness of God's usage on such vessel is that if the person is willing to yield his all to the Lord.
神每一次要做大事的时候，
whenever the Lord is about to begin a good work,
或者每一次神要施恩要赐福的时候，
or whenever the Lord desires to bless and to give to the people,
神一定先要得到一个对的器皿。
And we know that the Lord must obtain a right vessel.
所以当神要带领百姓从埃及的手中被释放出来的时候，
so when the Lord has desired to set the people of Israel free from Egypt,
神必须得到摩西。
Then we know that the Lord has first to obtain Moses.
神花了这么多的年日在这里预备摩西。
And he spent a lot of time, a long time to prepare Moses.
而当神的百姓进了迦南，神要在那里建立一个属神的国度。
And when the people of Israel are about to enter into Canaan for the Lord to rebuild the kingdom there,
让他的王权可以通行在这个国家里面。
And so that the kingship of the Lord can be prevailing through this kingdom.
所以神在这里预备了大卫。
So that the Lord prepared David.
当神的百姓失败荒凉的时候，
But when the people of Israel failed and gone to destruction,
每一次神要复兴他们，要重新赐福给他们，
And whenever the Lord wants to raise his people up again and to bless them anew,
神就兴起了先知或是合他心意的君王，
The Lord must raise up prophets or those kings that is after his heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以一直一路的讲下去，
And we can cite many examples from the Bible.
他们虽然跟我们一样是有一样性情的人，
Although they share the same nature with us,
但是弟兄姊妹，因着神拣选了他们，
but because of God's selection,
也因着这些人甘心地把自己奉献在神的手中，
and also because these people are willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，奇妙的事情就发生了，
then we know marvelous things happen,
而荣耀的祝福就临到神百姓中间，
the glorious blessing could come to the people of God.
我说过，从大的来看，跟国家跟世代发生关系是这样，
and we know in a big scale it is the same principle for the kingdom, for the world.
从小的规模来看，跟你我的家庭，跟你我这个人都是一样的原则。
But if we look at a smaller scale at our own selves or our family, it's the same principle.
我们在求神祝福我们家之前，我们先要让神在我们家中得到他当得的地位。
And we know if we want to ask the Lord to bless our family, we must first yield the first place of our family to the Lord.
我们要求神祝福我们一生能够行在神的面前，我们需要先把自己献给神。
And if we have desire to ask the Lord to bless all the days of our life, then come and consecrate yourselves to Him.
弟兄姊妹，在尼希米的身上，我们第一件事情看见，他是一个关心神家、以神家兴亡为己任的人。
And in this person, Nehemiah, we know that he is so different because he cares for the house of the Lord and he labors with all his might for it.
亚当的后代身上都有一个特点，就是以自己为中心。
We know that the mark of Adam's descendants is always self-centeredness.
中国人为了免得良心不安，干脆说了一句话：人不爱己，天诛地灭。
And the Chinese people try to calm their own conscience and they say, if one does not love himself, then even the heavens and earth will damn it.
从此以后可以自私有理。
And so from then on, then they try to be, they will be selfish with a righteous attitude.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现每一次神要祝福人。
But then you find out that whenever God's desire to bless people,
神一定要得到器皿。
God must obtain the vessels that are so self-centered and to be God-centered.
从自私自爱转到他能够去爱别人。
And from the selfishness to their love for others.
弟兄姊妹，利希米就是这样子的一个人。
And because Nehemiah was such example.
弟兄姊妹，他明明生在长在皇宫里面。
And actually he was born in the palace.
他是做王的酒政。
And he was the cupbearer of a king.
弟兄姊妹，王天天都喝酒的。
And we know that the king will celebrate every day with drinks.
你说谁敢把喝酒的事情交给一个俘虏来做？
And who dares to put this heavy responsibility to his own slave?
弟兄姊妹，说到利希米这个人这样子得到王的信任。
But then Nehemiah is so trustworthy by this king.
我可以交给你去帮我盖王宫。
And he dared to entrust him to build up the palace.
我可以派你做大使出去代表我。
And I could send him out to be ambassador for me.
但是我要叫你每一天你交给我的东西我能够安心的喝下去，我要对你有信任的。
But if I trust you enough to take a drink from you every day, I must trust you very much.
而这个人居然是从以色列俘虏来的，当俘虏的，当他的酒政。
But then this person, Nehemiah, he was a captive from the people of Israel, and now my cupbearer.
弟兄姊妹，你说到他在王的面前何等的蒙恩，何等的得到信任。
Then we know that how he was blessed and trusted by this king.
但弟兄姊妹，这个人在王宫里面，可是他的心却在神的身上，在神家身上。
But marvelously, although we see him living in the palace, but then his heart is not on the king, but on the God.
弟兄姊妹，太多的时候，我们这个人不能处丰富。
And so often we cannot afford to live too luxuriously.
神多给我们一点钱，神让我们被 promote 当官了，我们这个人就被破坏了。
And when the Lord gives us a little more money or promoted us, then we feel so different.
我们前途发达一点，我们可能就忘了神。
And when we prosper a little more, then we forget about our God.
弟兄姊妹，利希米长在皇宫里面，他活在王的面前。可是他的心却在神的家中。
But then Nehemiah living in the palace, and then but then his heart is for the God.
当他一听见耶路撒冷遭大难，百姓受凌辱的时候，他的心就在主的面前痛苦。
And when he hears that Israel is suffering and the people are destructed, and his heart come before the Lord and weep bitterly.
他在主的面前禁食祷告。
And he even fasted before the Lord to pray.
我哥哥这 两年来跟我们同工退休会里面提到林道亮院长曾经说过，我们这个神家兴亡怎么样，舍我其谁。
And we know this famous saying by many preachers that the rise and fall of God's house bears on me.
这个不是骄傲。
And that is not a pride.
这是一个责任，这是一个使命感。
But the understanding of a responsibility and the one with a sense of vocation.
我们每一个人都跟神家的复兴跟衰亡发生了直接的关系。
For everyone must bear the responsibility in the house of God.
亚干一个人偷偷犯罪，让约书亚的大军受到失败。
And again, and when he sinned secretly, but then he caused the whole host of the Lord failed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前顺服的时候，神家因着我们得到祝福。
But if any one of us learn to obey, then the house of the Lord will be blessed by us.
所以主耶稣为我们祷告的时候，他没有求神叫我们离开这个世界。
And so therefore, when the Lord Jesus prayed for us, and he said, I would not take them away from this world.
神没有叫我们当修道士到深山里面去隐居起来。
Or he would not send us to the mountain deep there to be like a monk.
神让我们在这个世界，却不属于这个世界。
But the Lord's heart for us is that though we are in the world, we are not of the world.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上的心意。
And because that is the heart of the Lord for everyone.
那40年前， 在这个我看到不是我看到一个统计是40年前的一个统计资料。
And I have one study in statistics about 30 years ago.
他说到这个共产党员啊，他们做过调查，92%的共产党员，他们对他们共产主义有使命感。
And the country did a survey on the communist officials, and they talked about 40% of them has the 92% has the sense of commission.
而就在同一个时候，对基督徒做调查，只有8%的人。对他们所信仰的有使命感。
So at that same time, 40 years ago, only 8% of Christians has the sense of missions in their faith.
我不知道到今天做统计数字的时候会怎样。
And I do not know if the same survey is done among us, what is the percentage?
弟兄姊妹，我们要带着一个尊贵的思想在我们的里面。
But then we must come to receive this noble concept.
是神把我们放在这个地上。
And because the Lord has placed us here,
要让我们成为他旨意的通行者,
and He wants to execute His will over us,
要成为他祝福的一个管道,
so that we may be channels of His blessing.
弟兄姊妹, 我们每一个人都要用这个责任作为我们的使命,
and we must come to receive this responsibility from Him and to be ours.
而你发现尼希米他不仅仅是一个在世界不属于世界的人,
and not only Nehemiah lived in the world and he's not of the world,
他是整个都为了神家都有心里面都有预备有计划。
But then towards the house of the Lord, he always prepared himself and execute a plan.
这那天当王一问他说你要什么?
So at that time when the king asked him, what do you want?
他马上就能够说出来他要什么。
And he was able to say clearly what exactly he wants.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们能够说得出来你为神家在求什么吗?
And can we clearly state to anyone,What are you asking for the house of the Lord?
我们如果现在脑筋想一个 picture, 如果是那个王或是那个总统突然来问我们你要为神的国神的家求什么让我知道。
And imagine if a president or a king come before us and ask us, what do you ask for the house of God?
弟兄姊妹我们里面现在有没有答案
And do we have an answer prepared?
在我们为教会为神家祷告的时候到底我们在祷告什么
And exactly what are we praying for the house and his church?
弟兄姊妹，尼希米是一个非常在主的面前有准备的一个人。
And Nehemiah prepared himself well.
我们里面不仅仅有准备，我们预备好了要采取具体的行动。
And furthermore, we not only prepare ourselves, but we must have an executable plan.
所以我希望我们在座每一个在神家服事的人，我们都要对着我们的服事有这样子的使命感。
And so I hope for everyone who serves in this church that we must receive this mission from the Lord.
别人问我们的时候，你在这个服事上，你在做什么？你要怎么做？我们能够讲得出来。
If anybody asks us, what do you want? How are you serving? And what is your plan in your service? We must be able to say it.
在中国对日本抗战的时候
，At a time when China is fighting the Japanese.
那时候蒋介石先生派了一个人到外国去当大使去。
And Mr. Chiang Kai-shek has sent a person to be ambassador to France.
这个人在出发之前特别来拜会蒋主席。
And before he departs from the country and he come to greet Mr. Chiang.
蒋介石先生就问他。
And so Mr. Chiang asked him.
他说你到某某国家去的时候你有没有什么计划有没有什么准备
And if you go to that country, what is your plan and what have you been preparing?
立刻非常尊敬的请主席指教。
And immediately he just stand before the chairman and say, please show me.
后来谈一谈以后蒋介石就问他当你碰到这个问题的时候你准备怎么应付
And the conversation goes and when the chairman asked him then if you encounter this problem how would you deal with it
又是立刻毕恭毕敬的请主席指教
And then he stand solemnly before the chairman and say please instruct me
在这个谈话里面第三次当他说到请主席指教的时候
And the third time in the conversation when he said please show me chairman
蒋介石先生非常严厉地对他说
Then Mr. Chen solemnly told him,
他说你要派去的国家，日本派去的那个大使是一个非常聪明、非常积极的一个人。
And you know that the ambassador that is sent by Japan is a very aggressive and a clever man.
你毫无准备，你怎么样去跟他应付？
But then if you did not prepare yourself, how can you deal with the situation?
我人在重庆，你远在外国，你岂能事事来请我指示？
and I am in Chongqing, China, and then you are far away, then how can you always ask me for instruction? And immediately he removed his ambassadorship.
啊, 所有行李都准备好了, 机票, 船票都买好了,
and that person has prepared everything and the transportation and packed.
一个辞职的谈话, 一个告别的谈话, 他 被 fire。
But then he was fired by that farewell the encountering.
弟兄姊妹, 如果人家问你, 你的小组, 或者你所侍奉的这个组, 到底在做什么?
But if anyone come to ask you, what are you doing in your small group or your service group?
到底你正在做或准备做什么能够让它变得更好? 我们讲得出来吗?
And what are you doing and what have you prepared to do? Can we say it?
如果王突然问我们, 或者主耶稣突然问我们, 你到底为神家要求什么?
And if a king or our Lord Jesus come to ask us suddenly, what have you prepared to do for God's help?
我们有没有具体的计划和负担在我们的里面?
And do we have a solid plan that we want to execute?
到底你问你的家庭在求什么?
And what are you asking for your family?
不要那么笼统地说, 神啊, 求你祝福我的家。
And don't just so generally asking the Lord to bless your house.
到底我们知不知道我们要怎么样子让我的家能够在主的面前更健康更蒙福?
But do we understand what is our house need so that the Lord can bless it more thoroughly?
到底我们要求什么?
What are we asking for before God?
当王问他, 你要什么? 你要去多久? 他通通清清楚楚地讲得出来。
And when the king asked him, what do you want and how you want and how long? And he could clearly state them.
他不仅仅停在这里, 他更积极地主动向王要东西。
And he not only just replied the answer, but he even made requests before the king.
他求王派马兵送他回去, 让他这个计划不受耽言。
And he asked the king to usher him with the army.
他不能容忍神的百姓继续 受羞辱,
and because he would not want the people of the Lord to suffer one more day.
他为神家求好处,
and he asked the best for God's house, and he asked the king for the material to build the temple.
弟兄姊妹啊,
brothers and sisters, how we need such vessels in the house of God. And so that our prayers and our desires no longer for ourselves.
我们能够为着旁边的人, 能够为着神家,
start noticing the people around you and notice the need of the house of God and pray for them.
第二个,
and secondly, we know that he has a first-hand knowledge of God's house. And last time I talked about that the first-hand knowledge of it is not causing him to be more boastful and to rebuke others. But if one has the first-hand knowledge, then he must be the first one to repair and to prevent the attack of the enemy.
有第一手的了解让我们知道跟神的心意还差多远, 我们刚如何做?
If we have the first-hand knowledge, then we know that how far it is from us to attain to the God's purpose on us.
所以他们夜间起来,
so the co-workers rise up with Nehemiah to go examine the conditions of the walls that is destructive.
当别人在夜间休息的时候,
and when other people are rested at the night, there's a group of people who lay down their own personal rights and the enjoyment.
他们一个城门一个城门的来查看,
and they would go from gate to gate to examine the conditions,
让他们能够了解神家真正的情形是什么,
in order to gain the first-hand knowledge of the God's house.
弟兄姊妹,他不仅仅外面看城墙被坏的情形,
not only they look at the physical external conditions.
我刚才说13章我们没有空去读, 在这里他也看见神家侍奉失败跟破口的情形。
And but then we know from chapter 13 of Nehemiah that they know the condition, the spiritual conditions of the destructions of God's house.
那你一再讲到尼希米见到什么，他就怎样。
And but then we read the passage and we realize whatever Nehemiah see, and then he will.
他看见了，他就采取行动来弥补。
And because he has seen, then he will take steps to repair and to reconcile.
弟兄姊妹, 这是对神家一个平衡的了解。
And that is a balanced understanding of what we must do in God's house.
对外面的情形了解，对里面的情形他也了解。
And we begin to know the external conditions, but also the inside conditions of people.
用我们矽谷的江湖话，就是硬体、软体，他都了解。
And to quote from what we commonly use here in Silicon Valley, we understand the software and the hardware.
用文学家的讲法，就是外在美、内在美，他都去注意。
The scholars will always say that inner beauty and the outer beauty.
这是一个平衡的认识。
And that is a balanced life.
有一个先生有一次夸他太太，他说：“你虽然不算十全十美，至少也有八美，不错。”
One time, a husband was praising his wife, although you are not 10 out of 10 perfect, but then 8 out of 10 is not too bad.
他太太一方面很高兴，这女人永远不会满足他。他就缠他，我到底还有哪两个地方不够？
And the wife was rather happy, but then she was so curious, and what are the 2 out of 10 that I'm not so good?
一个是内在美，一个是外在美。
And then the husband finally told him, your inner beauty and your outer beauty need some work.
还好我们中间没有这样子的弟兄。
Lucky for us, we don't have people like that among us.
那弟兄姊妹，他对神家有第一手的了解。
But then the people who must obtain the first-hand knowledge of God's house.
不是为了批评，不是为了论断，不是为了责备。
Not for criticize, not for judge, but not for rebuking.
那是为了要把神儿女们带到神要我们该有的情形。
But our one purpose is to bring the people of God to the right conditions before God.
上个礼拜我很感谢主，我不用讲道。
And last week I was so thankful that I don't need to preach.
我又不需要到外地去，所以我有机会在这里每一个教室都去看一下。
And then I also can afford the time to go around the building to look at every meetings.
我虽然不是尼希米夜间起来查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
Although I cannot compare myself with Nehemiah to rise up at night time to examine the condition.
但是我难得有机会去坐到后面。
But I obtained that rare opportunity and I sat at the back.
我有机会去每个教室看一下。
And then I went to every classroom to visit.
先讲好话。
I will say something good about ourselves.
我们的主日学太好了。
Our Sunday schools are so good.
我看着这么多间教室，很多老师们都不知道我在看他们。
And I looked into the classroom, and many teachers would not realize that did not know that I was watching them.
他们讲得真生动啊。
And their presentation was so lively.
比手画脚，整个的表情、感情都在他讲的里面。
With actions and facial expressions and the tones of voice, they are expressing themselves.
我不能再讲了，再讲下礼拜你们都不在这，都跑去听他们讲去。
I cannot give too much commercial, otherwise everyone wants to go look at them.
我们的老师太好了。
But our teachers are so excellent.
然后我们的招待，我们的商厅预备的都很好。
And our ushers, the sound teams, they all worked faithfully.
虽然我听中文听得懂，但是我也戴着耳机听听看。
And although I can understand Chinese, but I also put on a earphone to listen to the interpretation.
音响的效果也好，翻译也好。
And the effect of the sound was good, and the interpretation was good also.
非常感谢主。
And I was so thankful to the Lord.
一下该来的就是要来了啊。
And then what follows must come.
我们也发现到一些问题。
And we also found out some problems.
第一个坐在后面的弟兄姊妹不爱唱歌。
And first of all, the people who are sitting at the back do not like to open their mouth to sing.
还有好几个从前是当诗班的，你不是一歌声不好听，懒得唱。
And I even discovered choir members sitting in the back that they could sing, but they were lazy to sing.
弟兄姊妹，唱诗是向神去的。
And we must realize singing hymn is towards the Lord.
你们上礼拜有没有听到后面有一个人拉开嗓门大声唱啊？
And did you discover someone from the back last week that who sang out loud so suddenly?
That's me.
Because that was me.
我都不好意思，旁边人好像都在看我，哪里来的一个人这么大声在那吼吼叫叫。
And I was rather embarrassed by my singing out alone aloud.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的跟唱诗的在后面的 quality 需要加强。
And the quality of our prayers and singing hymns must increase at the back.
太少人祷告，太少人开口。
And too few people pray and too few people open the mouth.
那第二个，我们迟到的情形还是非常的严重。
And secondly, our conditions of being late continue to be bad.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你 在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。